Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
Archbishop William E. Laurie of Baltimore led an ecumenical and interreligious group of leaders from his city on pilgrimage to Rome this week. The group of leaders from Catholic, Jewish, Muslim and several Protestant churches and communities decided to make their visit to Rome together in order to strengthen the bonds of friendship that already unite them and obtain the blessing of Pope Francis on their commitment to work together to address key areas of importance in the city. Baltimore is still reeling from the shock of civic unrest in the wake of the highly publicised death of a young black citizen named Freddie Gray last summer after Gray had been taken into police custody. Chris Altieri spoke with Archbishop Laurie and several members of the group, including Imam Earl El Amin, Rabbi Stephen Fink, Lutheran Bishop Wolfgang D. Hertz Lane, here listed in the order in which they speak. This is part one of their roundtable interview.
It's not really driven by the media right now. There's a lot going on in the wake of what has happened. And so I think that's a response to what transpired with Freddie Gray. And a lot of good and positive things that are taking place that are happening. You see relationships, as you see, with what we are doing, which started many, many years ago. We're just not responding to this. We've been involved in other initiatives and activities that have benefited the quality of life in the city of Baltimore. But this, we've come together because we see over time that there has to be some input from the faith community in building relationships for not just the faith community, but for the citizenry of Baltimore.
Your visit here and your work together is something that has happened and is unfolding, is happening at a time when the country's rethinking the role of religion in public life and in the public space. So I'm wondering where your work, if I could put it this way, your work of common witness fits into that conversation.
Our religious life is based upon common values, and it would be irresponsible of us not to bring those values into the public domain. And once you do that, you inevitably get involved in working on political causes. We all have common values. We all stand on the same side of mercy and justice, and we bring those values into the life of our city, into the life of our nation, and even the political life of our nation.
You hear more and more a refrain, more and more gruffly couched, the church should stay out of politics, and by the church, I think, broadly speaking, religious entities in general. What do you say to that, Your Excellency?
Politics can mean a lot of things. It can mean partisan politics. It can mean behaving in a political fashion. But really what politics means is looking at the body politic and the common good. And our faith communities exist to serve the common good. And in order to teach the faith, in order to foster the faith, even among our own people, we have to engage the society around us, the culture around us, and we have to work together to build what the church calls a civilization of love. And so to say stay out of politics means disengage from the culture, stay within your four walls, and that is not who we are. That's not the nature of faith. It's meant to be shared, and it's meant to be shared in a concrete culture, and it's meant to be shared in a political context.
We're all descendants of a prophetic tradition, and we could not be true to ourselves, to our roots, to our origins, to our heritage, if we did not engage in the life of American society and American culture.
It is, if I could be permitted, a little discreet irreverence. You look around and you say, the imam, the rabbi, the priest, and the pastor walk into a room together, and it sounds like a joke. It may very well be, but it also speaks to a profound truth about the national fabric and tells perhaps something of the work that we've accomplished together.
Yeah, and just to say this... We came as a very diverse group. Frankly, we don't know each other's personal politics. What we do know is what we hold in common, and what we do know is that as leaders of faith communities, whatever our personal politics might be, we have to build bridges. And what we are seeing in our culture right now is a tendency not to build bridges, but rather to erect all kinds of barriers. And one of the things we wanted to do by coming to Rome as a diverse faith group seeking a time of prayer and solidarity and renewing and deepening our friendships and getting the blessing of the Pope is to show that we are committed to building bridges in a badly fragmented society.
And you've met the Holy Father before, but I don't know whether all of you have, and maybe we could start.
Well, it was a profoundly moving experience. He's a very warm, friendly man, and it was wonderful to be able to greet him and shake his hand and get his blessing. It's important because of, as the Archbishop said, of what we do together, building bridges rather than walls, which is really a profoundly countercultural thing. You asked the question about politics. You know, if Jesus hadn't done political things, he wouldn't have been crucified. And so our very heritage from that perspective is to be very much involved, not in partisan politics, not in, you know, which candidate is the best, but in calling people to their best behavior and to their best instincts. I think, as we think about what happened in Baltimore, you know, the civil unrest there last year brought out the best in the faith community. People so focus on the one day of violence that they forget that 95% of what happened in the city was peaceful protests, and throughout that period, clergy and pastors and imams and rabbis were right up front as leaders of that movement for change. And then once the violence was over, the very next day, people came together to clean up the mess. And again, clergy and pastors and imams and rabbis were very much out front, and the faith community really stepped up to the plate. It brought out the best in us in one way, and in another way, it brought out the worst in us because it showed us again how divided we still are. I remember going to a memorial service for Freddie Gray the day after the riots, and I was in this huge, big, black Baptist church, New Shiloh Baptist Church. I was the only white person in a crowd of 3,000 people. And up on the stage, there were 100 pastors, and I was the only white face. I mean, that's an incredible statement of how far we still have to go, even amongst ourselves as a community, to overcome the barriers that have been there historically.
That was part one of Chris Altieri's roundtable conversation with Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, who led an interfaith pilgrimage this week, along with several other Baltimore religious leaders, including Imam Earl El Amin, Rabbi Stephen Fink, and Lutheran Bishop Wolfgang D. Hertzlane.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.